Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh,
that's what I hear.
Your beehive, your special little beehive that you've been.
But we're gonna hear it. If we can hear it in here, they're gonna be able to hear it.
They
won't. Oh, you mic, hear it in your headphones?
The mic's not picking it up. I just hear it in the background.
No, you can't. Hear
oh no,
it.
You can hear the mic.
There's a beehive.
Are they like the TikToker influencer ones?
I hope so.
There's not like that one girl who does it with her bare hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, and here's the queen.
And half the comments are like, okay, what do you shouldn't be like using your own hands, right? Or is it like a thing where if they don't see gloves, they I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
What you're hearing isn't a saw. That's a vacuum.
Oh.
So they're doing it in a way where they don't hurt the bees.
So right now there's a
shop vac, and the guy is in the middle of like 500 bees, and he's just like this.
What?
He's vacuuming all the bees.
He's vacuuming them all up right there.
There's all these bees going. Ah!
Isn't that suction gonna like kill them or like even tear their?
No,
body
it just
apart?
No, it just sucks them down
it's
into
like,
the.
It's like wind.
Yeah.
Into the shop vac because.
So it's a light vacuum. It's like a light.
Yeah. Suction. And then they're gonna relocate them.
All right. Should we go with them to relocate?
Yeah, but you gotta pay extra for them not to kill the bees.
How did you realize there was a problem?
Well, there's always been like bees kind of by the rose garden.
Uh-huh.
And we would walk by and I'd see them every once in a while and I kind of would just brush it off and be like, okay, it's just bees in the backyard. And then I looked at the wall and there's a giant hole in the wall that they had like dug out and they built a nest and there's literally like thousands of them all at this one little spot
right
there.
And we noticed at night on the kitchen sliding glass doors, on the screen at night, there will be bees hanging out, like 10 of them at least every night.
And it's like, it's getting really bad and I don't want it to get even worse. So
right.
We're
going back to what you said about you pay extra to not kill the bees. I thought they do that all the time. I thought
no,
they never just like, so there's some exterminators that go in there, just kill all the bees if there's a beehive.
Yeah.
I thought there was like some sort of like law or something.
I think
where
legally you can get in trouble for doing that.
Yeah.
You can like exterminate wasps, termites.
Yeah, that ants, I get.
Like vermin. But when it comes to bees, because there's like bees are essential to like the ecosystem. Yeah. But do you even have to pay a bee removal person or do they come take them for free?
Yeah, you got
to
pay
them. No, you got to pay them. If it's in your like property, you have to pay them.
Oh, okay.
They got to get paid somehow. How are they getting paid?
You ever seen like...
Well, because then
maybe
the
bees are a fair trade.
Oh, why are bees so glorified? It's like the endangered species list. Like some get like extra love and attention. Like everybody cares about
pandas. I mean, we could look it up.
Because
bees,
they're like...
Definitely,
they
yeah.
pollinate.
No, but I'm saying like there's like attractive animals that people like
care
extra about, but... If it's like an ugly endangered animal, nobody cares. But since like pandas are like cute, everybody's like, no, we got to save these pandas.
Right.
These freaking bats, man, they keep falling. They only fall more in here, I feel like.
So it doesn't make sense to me how pandas even like made it through the damn food chain. Like I don't get a bear like that just eats bamboo, looks that cute and just cuddles and is like won't eat a human.
Oh, they won't? I thought they will if they're like hungry enough.
Uh-uh. Bamboos, I'm pretty sure like pandas, I'm pretty sure are like herbivores. They don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like koalas.
But that's cute. We should get one then.
Koala's a bear.
But a koala's a marsupial.
But they call them koala bears.
Correct, by the way they look. And I actually think pandas are actually technically marsupials and not bears.
Do they have pouches?
Yeah.
Pandas have pouches?
Yeah, when a baby panda is born, it's like this big.
No way.
It's this big. And then it slowly grows. Actually, you're right. That's why it's a marsupial.
So interesting.
I think that is the craziest classification of an animal, a marsupial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have an open pouch. It's not like, it's I don't know.
Have you ever seen what it looks like inside a kangaroo's pouch?
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, it's gross. Okay. I literally thought it was like a hoodie.
Like a teddy bear almost. Yeah. Like,
well, that's how they show it in cartoons. It's just this cute little pocket, but it's open like wound. Your insides.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's not cute. Wow. I saw a movie once where it said that after the extinction of bees, the human race will pretty much fall 3 years after that. Do you think that's true?
No.
Yes.
I don't know. I just like to
3 years the after the extinction and bees.
No, we'll survive.
Mariah.
We'll be fine.
Won't kill me.
It depends.
We'll be fine.
False.
Like civilization or like the Bears ecosystem of Earth as glad. No ecosystem of Earth as we know it would perish. But I guess you could just stay indoors the whole time. But
fine with me.
Well, she.
I've never been stung by a bee. Still to this day. But the thing is, I bet I have. I just never realized I did.
No, you would know.
Well, then it haven't. Then I have never.
Why are you yelling?
Well, because I'm worried.
Time's ticking.
I'm worried if I'm allergic.
Why don't you go run outside real quick? Right before
he's in a bee suit. The best time to do it. Best time. And it's Halloween, so if you get swollen, it's like, ooh, Matt, you look spooky.
I got knitting club today.
Okay, Matt, I found my knitting equivalent.
What?
And I'm addicted to it, and I can't stop.
What is it?
I'm playing with Legos, man.
Hell yeah,
bro!
I cannot put it down.
What are you working on right now?
It's an old Porsche 911.
Nice.
I think is it only because it's a Porsche? Would you build a Lego like?
Now that I'm invested into it, like yeah. I've got like a solid like 6 hours in.
Yeah,
they're expensive though.
I know.
Wait,
I
Legos,
bro? Dude. Lego sets with like. $300.
How much do you think? Yeah, no, like really big sets go for $300 to $500.
Why?
Because
are you paying for like the brand Lego, or are you
I think
for the material? Like, is the material
it's plastic, baby?
That's that what I'm saying. So what is it then?
So we looked it up. So they pay what was it $1 per pound for the plastic, and then they sell it for around like $50 per pound.
Wow,
like, in the kits, but it pays for the licensing. So if they do something with Porsche, they have to pay for that licensing to do it with Star Wars to do like the big ass ship things or whatever. I don't know what they're called.
Damn. So you know how much that snake at Disney World. What's that like Lego snake in Lego World?
Well, they paid for that.
No, I'm saying how much would it cost
to make
that? What did I say?
They have one Star Wars one that's like $850.
Right. No, the Hogwarts one is insane. I was even thinking about asking for Christmas for the Home Alone house, and then I looked at the price. I was like, absolutely not.
They have
not.
Sets. Like, what was the TV show set?
Oh, Seinfeld.
They have the Seinfeld set.
Yeah, and the Office set, too, and the Friends set. They even have, like, works of art now. Like, you can do the Starry Night by, like, Da Vinci and stuff.
I bet the ones that you're talking about in, like the big sculptures, they have to be, like, $50,000, $100,000.
They've done, like, a Bugatti made out of Legos. Like, that's gotta be
a working one
made solely of Legos.
Holy hell. All right, well, let's roll to the intro. This has been
We gotta wrap this up. I gotta get back to my Legos.
All right, let's go, baby. Let's get started, baby.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo! It's spooky. It's wow.
What was that?
Chewing on Legos? I don't know.
Stupid.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered.
That's right, baby.
And we are spooky.
And I am 23 days nicotine free. And I want to apologize.
I want to apologize.
No, people got mad at me at the last episode.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can either let that fester, ignore it, or I can acknowledge it.
You just gotta ignore comments like that. That's what we do.
The thing is, it was a top comment.
Oh, it was.
It was a top reply.
You know how many times I was a top comment where people hated me?
Hey, Matt.
I guess that is.
Stand your ground.
No, true. I guess it's true, but the thing is, I don't focus on what anybody else is saying about anybody else. I'm only looking for like my name.
This is a constant reminder, guys. Like we are filming. Having to navigate it is always tough. We're nervous too, just as much as you know anybody else filming anything. So we always have to try to work through it. But no, you're fine, Matt. Apology accepted.
Okay, cool.
We're all friends here.
Yeah, we're always friends until we leave this room and we fucking hate each other.
Coming clean.
Ooh, this coffee is good.
Which one you got?
The Diet Coke. The Diet Coke Nitro.
I was in the presence of somebody really cool yesterday.
Who?
Kind of. It was just really interesting.
Well, tell us.
I took class yesterday, and at the end of class, sometimes they film the dancers and stuff. So the teacher called out this little girl. She looks maybe like 10 years old to come out and dance with her. And I was like, she's so cute. She's so good for her age. And then later on in the night, I saw the teacher posted on her story of the girl. So I went to her page to like see other dance videos of her. She is the voice of Squid Games, the red light, green light.
Get out of here.
Isn't that so cool?
That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that all she like says though?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's still sick though.
You think they're like, she just said red light, green light, and they got tons of money off that?
There was a video.
I think it's more like.
There was a video of her on the news. Somebody was interviewing her about how she got the job. And she said that they blindfolded her. I've never seen Squid Game, so I don't know. Is the doll creepy? Is it like, is there scary
things?
Yeah,
it's
things?
Like a horror. It's like a
so
horror.
So they had her do it blindfolded, I guess, so she couldn't see how scary it was. Because she said she was doing the voice, but she had no idea what it was for.
Interesting.
That's so,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
I didn't watch, I only watched it in Korean and then just read the subtitles.
What do you mean?
Meaning when I watched Squid Games, she wasn't saying red light, green light. It was like, Oscar. Like it was, the Korean language, not.
But you've seen like a ton of videos.
Because a lot of people watch Squid Games. Dubbed, and there was that song where it's like, you know, I don't know, something like that.
Matt That's flexing so cool, that he like, listened to the Korean version. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I didn't hear the red light, green light because I was listening to the.
Way it was meant to be.
But I can't stand. Sometimes shows are so good, and then when you watch the English dub, it makes it worse.
It is. No, it's horrible. You have to try to watch it with the like what it's meant, how it's meant to be.
Seen, like that German show, Dark, is so good. But if you watch it the English version. You end up like
I can't watch anything that's dubbed in another language because it frustrates me that the voice doesn't match the lips. With the mouth.
I'm very distracted.
Like,
yeah.
Even like sometimes when shows have it where it's the same language, but the voice is just a little like ahead or behind it. Like it gives me this crazy, like anxiety in my chest. It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
A lot of TikToks lately have been lagging and I can't, I just close the app.
I
can't watch
just
it.
Mine.
No, it's everybody.
Drives me insane.
Because I would, every time it does it, I go to the comments and nobody says anything about it. I'm
I think
like,
because
how
everybody
can you
knows.
Watch these videos?
You did the one for Jersey Shore. And when you film it, you're doing it exactly to the mouth.
But then when
and
you
then
post
when
it,
you watch it, it's like a little bit behind, and I'm like, it. Oh my god, it drives me insane.
It needs to be fixed because it's so important to because people voiceover all the time.
You should just do some AI and can detect your mouth
and be able to link
and it knows how like the sound would.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I get it.
If you come up with the captions pretty accurately, I don't understand why it's off.
The captions are very accurate.
It wasn't always like it's always it's a new thing. I feel like they're gonna have to update it and something's gonna happen because it.
What? Yeah, it auto.
Oh, like closed caption.
Closed caption.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
That takes like.
I thought
two
it was like coming up with captions for you.
Oh, no, I wish.
Wouldn't that be nice? But what if it was like fucking fire captions?
Yeah.
You just and like, they're like with the trend.
Yeah.
That would be
it's
nice.
Like AI is just like nailing it for you.
But someone like who's good at captions are helping you. It's like a. I don't. What do you call those? Like real people are working on it, but like it helps like a ton of people at once.
Yeah.
Depending on what the like, picture is.
Actually behind it?
Do you ever see sometimes people's captions and you're like, you did not come up with that?
Yeah.
Like you Google, like, I was like, this was a Googled caption. This was like a Pinterest caption. Like cute captions for game days if your team loses or something.
Like, oh, wait. I wouldn't even think to search something like that.
Friends I know, like it's mostly kind of like sorority girl like type people from like college.
Okay.
Their captions will sometimes be too on the nose where you're like, you didn't write this.
And you got to know the person too.
It's too clever, but I don't have the energy to sit there and copy and paste it. But like,
yeah.
Yeah, they probably saw it and was like, that's good. I'm going to use that.
It reminds me of that. I'm not, obviously, we're not going to say names, but it reminds me of that situation where somebody saw a caption of a couple.
And yes. And it was.
And then
exactly
it was like
the
exact caption from another couple's book.
Yeah.
We can't even talk about that.
I mean, I don't even want to go into it, but
honestly, I don't even know who it was. That's why I don't know
who
it was.
And I'm just
insane.
Leaving at that and let's move on to the next.
Okay. I know, but
I honestly don't remember who it was, but I remember it being like really funny that it was like the exact caption.
I can't. Speaking of like Instagram and DMs, one of the most, this isn't like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, but it was such a weird, cringy moment that happened to me when I woke up this morning. So I'm going through my DMs.
Sounds like a scary story. The way you started, we'll just get into the Halloween.
Can we turn the lights a bit?
My DMs, your DMs with your friends, right? Ongoing conversations that have been going on for years. And I see a name I know, but the avatar picture is not of the friend I know with that name. A totally different guy.
It's like they changed their profile pic.
Just a whole different race of a person who I thought I was talking to. Yeah. So immediately I go, something's wrong here. Their name's the same and it's in my primary inbox. And I go, oh my gosh. So I,
what?
So I click the DM and it's been me talking to this guy, but I realized.
How long?
For years.
Have you met this person in person?
Okay, the person who I thought I was talking to.
My God, it's the same name.
Dude, it's a.
Shut
it's
up.
Okay, so the person who I thought I was talking to is a good buddy who works for, let's say, a really high up media company that it's just good to know professionally.
Yeah,
you know? Really high up media company. And this guy has the same name as this guy. But this guy's avatar, I'm pretty sure, was like a solid color. And this other guy's avatar used to be a solid color. And he would always reply like, hey, I'm moving to LA. We should hang out sometime. Absolutely, dude. Hit me up. Let's reunite whenever. Man, like, literally, I would reply.
But talk about your workouts. Like, you'd be posting workouts.
I'd be posting like workout stuff. And he'd be like, you looking great. I'm like, thanks, man.
I'm like, yes, can you look good?
Yes, can you look good? Yes. I'm like, thanks, sugar. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I start rereading these DMs and I look at this kid's profile. I do not know this name.
No!
This is a fan of ours who lives, I'm pretty sure, in Florida. I really don't want to say their names or who it is.
No, you're good.
But if you're a fan out there, I have been DMing. Like, let's hang out. We need to reunite. Like this for years.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
So that means this guy thinks he's been talking. Well, he has been talking to me, but he's been showing their friends like Matt King. Like,
no, Matt King.
I know him. Look.
I was like sick to my stomach.
Did you ever like talk to him about what you thought he was? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it was just,
how's it going at such and such job or anything like that? And
no, not really. No, it was just casual DMs like, hey, we need to hang out. I'm in LA. Of course, hit me up.
Dude, could you imagine if you showed up to meet up with who you thought it was?
That's a whole catfish
episode. And you were like, and you had to try to play it off like you knew who he... What would you have done?
And you know what's just really weird too is like, but I don't know if I want to say this part, is that like this guy's gay.
Weird.
But
spooky.
Also it's like he's gay, and I don't know, maybe I'm assuming things, but I'm pretty sure the fan that I was talking to was gay, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like now this looks like
that you're trying to meet
that
up
I'm
with
having
him.
This like
you're about thing behind Patricia's back.
Yeah,
you're about to have a whole story time.
Imagine him seeing that and be like,
is
what is that?
Adam Levine.
They're showing the DMs and you can't even prove that it's false because they're true.
That is so
exactly
funny.
Matt, after he found out that you're sorry.
Right. But here's the thing. Nothing was like that aggressive. Like a couple DMs a year. Nothing like.
It's just crazy how long.
I can't believe you're saying years.
You think you know a guy.
Years. Like at least three years.
But it's also kind of like.
Do you think this episode is going to break the news? Like, have you said anything to him? Like, oh my God.
No, I just opened up the DM today and I didn't respond. If he listens to this episode, dude, if you're out there, like, I am so sorry. I thought I'd been messaging somebody else this whole time.
Okay. So did it start by you adding this person because he had that name?
That's such a good question. I think it may have, could have been, you know, have you ever opened up your DMs like just for fans and have just occasionally replied of anything? I think it was something like that where I had replied to this fan. And then that moved it into my general primary. And then he responded and I saw their names and it was the same name. And I just kept going to the top of my DMs. And it was really that person.
Here's the thing.
That is insane.
So obviously it started out as just like a, like a creator to fan interaction, right? Which is, you know, totally fine. But when you started saying things like, we need to reunite, I'm sure at some point he was like, he might think I'm another person, but he's not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Because Because he or wants maybe, to keep this conversation
maybe
going.
Maybe like something like reunite like the conversation. Like if you've been like, we should like.
Or that.
Oh, or like maybe we already have a thing and like this seeing each other in person is like reuniting.
Gonna really
say. Maybe.
But I was just like, oh my God. Like,
did your stomach drop?
Because you're talking to somebody that you think you're talking to.
I couldn't, I didn't even want to go back and look at the DMs at first because I go, just all of it made me cringe. And then I finally looked back at it before I got on this episode. And I go, nothing is bad. It's just embarrassing.
Like the girl, I brought this up before.
I'm sorry, just your intrusive thoughts of this looks like the same shape as that. I could probably fit it in there.
Perfectly, right, let me just, for the record.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to tell an embarrassing story.
Oh, okay. I was going to talk about, I've brought this up before, but just like the girl that I thought I was talking to. And then when I said, let's have a date, it was a completely different,
what?
Completely different girl. She showed up
I was like, she was walking. Like, because obviously, sorry. And I'm like, oh, hi. My whole world flipped upside down. I'm like, oh my God, this is it now for the next 3 hours.
That
and I have
no idea
who this girl
funny.
Is.
That's funny.
Unbelievable. Zane met two girls in one night, thought he was talking to the other one.
That happened to me in college one time.
But I didn't.
You went on a date with, you said, let's go out, and she showed up and it wasn't the girl you thought it was.
Yeah, but that girl, I don't even remember meeting. So that was like my first time consciously remembering her was when she got out of the car.
That's hysterical. I'm so sorry.
You know what? We had a great time. It was really fun.
That's like some shit that you, like, you would end up getting married and then like that would be the story you would tell your kids. Like, I didn't even mean to meet your mom. Like I thought
that'd be a great
you know what I mean?
Twist.
Yeah, but like, unfortunately,
I thought it was going to be somebody else and it was, sure enough, it was your mom.
Damn.
Would be cool. You should hit her back up.
I will.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I got to this intersection and the light in front was green, but I pulled up and me and this truck next to me are in the middle of the intersection and it stopped and I'm panicking. I'm like, no. But at the same time, I'm blasting Justin Bieber's One Time and my roof is off right now. So everyone can hear it. And I kind of lower the music. I'm like, everyone's looking at me now. And I said, well, at least I don't know anybody here. Like I'm like, I don't know anybody. This truck next to me is in the same position. If it turns red, light turns red. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I look over to see if he's going to back up. And it's our friend Brett Robinson.
Oh, that's funny.
But he didn't see me. We're both backing up like assholes. Now we're so all funny. We got to make everybody else behind us back up. I'm lowering Justin Bieber. And I'm just backing up blinded.
It's so crazy that it was like that moment. And it was with him too. Like, that's so weird.
I think because in my head I said, thank God I don't know anybody. And God was like, poof.
Sure do.
Isn't that the worst where you do something like stupid on the road and then like immediately you're like, like you can't make eye contact with like the car. Yeah. You can tell is clearly like, what the fuck is your problem? You're like,
I don't know why I do this every time. Every time I'm at like a red light and someone's looking at me, right? Just like staring at me. This is exactly what I do.
Oh, the glove compartment reach. Yeah. Yes.
Like
I've
looking
it.
For something. Every single, I get so embarrassed that someone's like just looking in my car.
When you used to have a pink beard, you used to go.
Zane, that was you.
Yeah, what? No. When I had the pink beard, I felt like kind of invisible for some reason. Like I felt like I had a mask on.
Yeah.
So I was always staring at people because
that's
it was
funny.
Just like, because they got to go home with this freak yeah. with a pink beard yeah. was staring at me yeah. and I just wanted to give them that.
How come when somebody makes a mistake on the road, like cuts you off or does something stupid, why do we always have to put like a face to who that person was?
Because
you know what
I mean?
I can't let it be a mystery of who just cut me off or whatever.
I think I have in my head what this person looks like. Like every time something bad happens, I'm like, it's a girl. I always call it out. I tell Heath, I'm like, watch, it's a woman.
I'm just like, I need to see like just a judgment of character. I need to see if the person's on drugs.
Oh, I want to see like, if they're fucking sleeping or not, because the fucking idiot almost hit me.
Yeah. Or the ones that are the worst drivers always have the biggest dent. And I'm like, that's yes. why your car looks like that.
I do that all the time.
Like, you just need like a face to be angry at. Like yeah, I can't have like a mystery face like, that person just ruined my day or pissed me off. I need to have somebody that I can physically.
Yeah.
And I also want to kind of stare them down a little bit if they fuck up, just to show them that, hey, you did something wrong. Like, I'm staring at you. That's another reason why.
Then you're a distraction. In the-
yeah, and I...
But I'm anti though, like aggressive driving though, because people can like kill you. Like somebody, you can egg something you will die.
No, it's
like,
true.
It's not worth.
Jordan and I almost died picking up pizzas the other night.
What?
Some guy was sitting at a red light and we pulled up behind and the light turns green to make the turn and he's just sitting there. So I'm like, oh my God, come on, dude. So Jordan didn't give him like a little bomp bomp. It was, we were trying to get home to eat this pizza. Right? So we're sitting there and the light's green. I'm just waiting and waiting. I was like, all right, come on. We got to do something. So Jordan, bah, 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 bah,
oh, bah, like a little bah, melody. All right.
Like bah, gave bah, it to bah, him. Bah, bah, bah. Gave it to him.
It's and almost then, funny. It's not like rude. Like,
and then the guy goes, and then we speed off. And then this guy comes flying up, catching up to us. And he tries running us off the road. Like he is driving his car into us and getting, and we're in oncoming traffic lane now.
What?
And he's yelling at us. He's like, what the fuck? And I was like, you weren't doing anything. He's like, that was obnoxious. What the fuck? Like going after us. And I'm like, oh my God. So then we start slowing down and then he starts slowing down. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is going to try to pull something. So he goes and heads off to the right and he's waiting because he knows the on-ramp to get on to the highways right there. So he knows we have to get on too. So I'm like, oh my God, he's going to wait for us on this ramp and he's going to murder us. And I was like, just keep going, keep going. So we missed the turn and we just like looped around and I was like, I'm not dealing with this right now.
Hell no.
But like, it was crazy. Well,
that's insane that he went that far after fucking up. Like it was, he wasn't moving.
Those people get embarrassed.
He came to a complete stop on the entrance to the freeway, waiting for us to get on the freeway. He just stopped on the entrance.
Maybe he just wanted to race you guys.
You know who I noticed are the worst drivers?
Woman.
I was like, where's this going? Where's this going?
No, you know, you agree. So sorry, Zane, but Tesla drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I agree.
But
I agree.
Think it's because
Matt.
No, every problem car on the block is a Tesla driver.
They're the worst.
I think because they rely on the car too much and they think that it's just going to correct.
I take control of the car.
No, yeah,
baby.
You have complete control. I think it's these people that are just like, I have a Tesla. I can do whatever I want.
They definitely drive different. And I think the car is a little bit too powerful for the people that are driving.
Yes. I agree. Yeah,
they can't
agree.
Control it.
It is.
It's a fast car.
Yeah. There's a huge,
it's like, it's like Mustang owners. Like it's a known thing. Like they are trash drivers.
Were Mustangs like, always cool, or we're like, okay, when we were kids, was a Mustang was a cool car?
Yeah, it was really cool.
But was it?
I think every kid wanted a Mustang.
It was like the Lamborghini of Fort Lauderdale.
But were they expensive?
They're pretty expensive.
They're definitely more expensive than getting like a cheaper, reliable car. You know what I mean? Like that was like a flex to have if you were a kid. Like you spent that much money for something that is a two-door, you can't fit many friends. It was just like a, and it's a muscle car. It's got way more power than most cars in that, you know, bracket.
Yeah.
And
my next door neighbor growing up had a convertible Mustang and I thought it was the coolest.
Yeah, it was.
But it was that type of model of like late 90s. And then that one became like kind of old and not as cool.
Like a Fox body?
I guess. A what Fox is body? That?
What's Look up, so this is the weirdest looking Mustang.
Like when the Mustang Saline's like still that kind of body.
Oh, okay. So like late 90s where it was, where they had like the Cobra Terminators.
No, not a Fox body. Those are Fox body. I'm talking like 1999. I don't
like that. Dude, that looks like a toy car, like the Hot Wheels toy car.
This one, yeah. Like this stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
I was thinking about the Mustang.
When the top was down, it was cool.
Wait, I'm thinking of another car. I'm an idiot.
Which one?
What? What do you?
I was thinking of the fucking. What's the one that Logan Paul used to drive? No, I think this is it.
A Challenger?
Challenger.
All right.
Challengers were cool cars too.
Okay, the Challenger is what I was talking
Challenger,
about.
Challenger, Camaros, and Mustangs were like, if you had those in high school. Yeah.
There was that one kid in our high school that had the Challenger. And I just remember that I saw that. I was like, damn, that's the most expensive car in the school for sure.
Who had, that was the most expensive car?
Yeah. Nobody had Range Rovers at like, no. Like there was no like high end.
There was like beat up cars in our lot. Our shit was like hand me down.
Real, like hand me down for sure.
Did your school do the paint a parking spot?
Yes.
No.
What?
We had that.
I keep seeing those. I'm like, where the hell was this? Not that I had a parking spot.
I mean, we didn't have much at our school, but we did have that.
My high school now does it, but wouldn't do it when we were there. I think they said like it promoted like classism or something. Oh. Because it's like, oh my God. Because you had to pay. Isn't it a fundraiser?
Yeah, you have to pay
for a spot.
Oh,
so then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like some the kids who can afford it can't. Get it, and then the kids who can't.
But
don't
that's
get
life,
one.
Baby. People can't afford stuff. Some people can't.
I wasn't even allowed to drive to school.
I had to ride with a friend.
I was on the bus senior year.
What? That sounds like the beginning of like.
My villain story.
Like an indie like teen movie. Just like.
I live like. Less than a quarter mile away from my high school, so I would just walk every day.
Yeah.
So I never had like that parking spot, and all my friends drove, and like I had a car, but I didn't drive because it was right there, and it was just like no point to pay for, you know, the parking lot.
Close as in the same neighborhood. It was
like
the
literally
same neighborhood.
It took
30
seconds.
It was crazy how close it was.
Wow.
So what I would do is because I still wanted to be cool with the kids driving. I would run home after school, grab my car, and then drive back to the parking lot just to be in the lot with everybody.
Oh, whoa. That's
but like
so
the end of
cute.
You're talking about the end of school, like when school's out.
Yeah, we would get out.
And because you're such a car guy.
And like it took like 2 years to finish my Mustang with my dad. So I was like, I was really proud and excited,
that
and I wanted to be like
so cute.
There with my friends, you know.
You know, everybody's sitting on the hood of their car,
with their lanyards around their neck.
Yeah.
Y'all could smoke on campus?
No.
It was a different time.
Different time.
No, nobody was even old enough to smoke. Like, I don't think there's any 18-year-olds in high school, right?
Yes, there's 18-year-olds in high school.
If
really?
You graduate late
senior year, you turn 18.
Or early.
End.
Like, if you graduated, like kids born in 91, like I was like a 92 baby. By spring semester, all those people are 18.
Oh, I thought there was always this like cutoff where like you didn't really turn 18 in high school. You always turned 18 after high school.
Did you know that in Korea, I'm pretty sure it's Korea. Sorry if I'm wrong. Everybody turns the drinking age. Everybody turns that age that year. Like everyone turns can drink on the same date.
What?
January 1st of that year?
So it's not about your birthday is the day you turn 21. Basically, yeah, if you're born in the year 19, I don't know.
And they just open up the year.
So one day of that year, everybody can drink. So everybody can drink.
That day is probably wild.
Yeah. But it's frustrating for the people who were just born days after the end of the year.
Oh my
because
God.
I think they want to keep it like that based on like the education system. Like too, they don't like...
That you know that makes sense. I wish we could confirm
that. I may be completely wrong about that.
We should do that here. Yeah, let's do it. Actually, we're gonna do it.
Well, yeah, I always think it is kind of weird that like 21 is the drinking age because then you have a bunch of kids who are going to college at the ages of 18 and 19 who are exposed to drinking.
It used to be 18
legally, but then I also feel like if you're in the military, you deserve a beer, and you're 18. Like you're putting your life on the line for this country, you deserve a beer. But no, you have to wait till you're 21.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I want to call somebody out right now.
Who do you want to call out?
Yeah, who do you want to call?
I feel so gross. I'm just chewing on this while you're talking.
No, it's better than a vape.
Yeah.
So the other day, I went to go pick up food, and I took my electric scooter, and I went to take the alleyway as a shortcut, and there was this little Yorkie, and it had a collar on, but the back of the collar looked torn, so it looked like it got loose from the leash. It was found walking on the streets, and this car pulled up on the curb, and I went over to the dog, and they were like, "Is this your dog?" And I was like, "No, I don't know whose it is. I'm just keeping an eye on it. I'm going to try to find out like whose it is."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Okay." So they left. I parallel park my scooter and I get out.
Thank you for that. And
just the details, it painting the picture.
I'm like, who gives a
you should
shit?
Write a book.
I'm parallel parked. All right, go.
So I was keeping an eye on the dog, and now to paint the picture, there was a ramp that goes down to a parking garage, and the dog was running to the parking garage and back, but it was just hanging out. Wouldn't let me pet it. It was sweet, but it looked scared, tail between the legs, whatever. So I sit on the ground. My food's cold at this point. I'm sitting on the ground and I'm waiting for this dog to trust me. I just keep my hand out like this. He came up and licked me once, but as soon as I moved, he would dart. Now he was going into the parking garage and I was like, all right, maybe he lives here, but like, why is it loose? Like I still need to know who the owner is. So I called Jordan because we are on the mission to be heroes in this town.
Mm. We will have a plaque one.
Y'all really do get out and investigate.
You really do.
It makes me realize how apathetic I am.
Y'all got the time.
I'm driving. Like, I'll see a dog and I'm like, not today. I keep going. Cat, like, you know. Y'all are like, y'all will like see a lost and found sign and be like, we need to go out there and find them.
We actually have a lost and found bin. There's a couple things that might be yours. This is actually the second time.
Yeah, stuff from the house.
Nice to know.
Do you guys a couple weeks ago, actually, I got a call from Jordan who was walking the neighborhood and said, I found this collar. Let's go find out whose it is. So we ran out and we ended up finding the owner of the dog collar, whatever. So anyway.
How'd you figure that out?
We saw the name on it. He tried to call in the name on it and the address, right?
I thought there was no collar on. I thought I didn't have information.
Oh, no, it was a tag, whatever.
Got it. Okay, that's not important.
But they brought it back to the owner, and the owner was very ungrateful.
Yeah.
Which
is weird. Round two, I was like, Jordan, this is redemption. You got to get over here. He goes, I know exactly where you are. So we're right at the corner of the Trader Joe's.
I'm on my way.
The iconic Trader Joe's that we have so many stories about. And I'm sitting on the ground, and Jordan comes over, and we're trying to lure this dog in. And there are people everywhere, and nobody's questioning that. We're like, come here, buddy. Come here. I'm looking around like nobody's. Jordan was like, I'm going to go get snacks. It's this 5-pound Yorkie. Jordan runs into Trader Joe's. I didn't see this, but he comes running back. I fell. And I was like, his hands are bleeding. His knees are bleeding.
You know when you like hit asphalt and you're like, oh. You're like the
Jordan,
like,
you're always into some shit.
He's always falling. Look at his knees. He's always falling.
Show what his
battle
face
scars.
Yeah, look what happened.
No, look what happened.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
Jordan, show what happened to your face.
Yeah.
So stupid.
So he goes, I fell, but I got the treats. And it's this little Yorkie. He got these treats this big. And he goes, just break it up. And now they're like cement. And I'm like, I can't break it. So he's like smashing, trying to break it. And the dog, we turn around and the dog's gone. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You wasted all that.
Son of a bitch.
How long was this? Was this like
30 minutes? I was there for 15 minutes by myself. Then I called Jordan.
That's a big biscuit. Jesus.
A Yorkie.
How do you eat that?
I love the show and tell for the
it
class.
It smells good too.
They're pumpkin.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
It's definitely eatable.
Edible.
Eatable. Wait, right when you put
oh my God, tongue. They smell amazing.
I know, but right when you put your tongue to it, you it tastes know like that cardboard. This is not.
This is not for
this
us.
Is not it.
So he got the treats.
No, it's not good.
The dog disappears. We're trying to go in that parking garage and we're calling the dog. he goes across the street to the Trader Joe's because there's workers, and he said, hey, have you seen an owner that owns like this Yorkie? Oh yeah, they let him out all the time. When they have to go do something in the house, they have to do something in the house, they leave the door open so he can run in the street and go to the bathroom.
That's not a good dog owner.
I said, if you can't take care of your animal and give it the time and love that it needs, do not have one. I was so pissed.
Ridiculous.
And the workers were like, oh yeah, he comes all the time. I said, well, he was found in the street.
That's not
okay. Yorkies are not going to see the car coming. The car's not going to see the Yorkie coming. Like, that's no excuse. If you don't have a fence in yard, do not leave it out unattended. It was so, they said, yeah, he comes across the street all the time. I'm like, he's crossing the street every day?
Until somebody runs it over and kills the fucking dog. What are you going to do then?
So now we're going to go there every day.
And we're going to steal it.
And we're going to snatch it. So if you want a Yorkie.
And we're going to snatch
it. Oh, Jordan had a good point. He said, I'm very surprised they let it out because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, dogs? Yorkies?
It's crazy how much dogs are.
Yeah.
Like, you remember when.
Yorkies are like $1,000, $2,000.
And they let that dog walk around.
That's a come up, baby.
You know, I'm about to get it.
My best friend's mom, my high school best friend's mom, found this gorgeous dog. I'm not sure what breed it was. The most friendliest dog. She said, oh, yeah, like I found it, like, I don't know, on like some side of the road, just like walking around. It didn't have a leash or anything on it. And she was just like, oh, you can just tell it was abused. And I'm like, this is the nicest dog I've like ever. Like, this dog was so good with people.
Sweet.
Like any stranger, you could just pick it up. Didn't even bark.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure you didn't find this dog. Somebody is looking
for this dog.
And if there was like a week or two where I was like searching online, like, is anyone who's lost their dog? Because I was convinced. She was like, what do you mean? No, she's just a sweetheart of a dog. This is our dog now. We're naming her Adele.
But honestly, if someone finds a dog and they're obviously going to take better care of the dog than you are because you're letting it fucking walk around.
Because it was missing.
That's crazy. Yeah. That makes no sense to me.
Unless it's an accident where the dog really gets loose and you're looking for it, take it.
Did you ever lose a dog? Did you ever have like a pet that lost? What was it?
It was just one of our Shelties that we had.
And just left and never came back?
No, it came back.
Oh.
Mine came back too. The back door was mistakenly open.
How long was it gone for?
Like no time.
Oh. My cat, I had a cat that was gone for almost a week, but it came back.
Wow.
But I remember that was the darkest week of my life. I was probably in second or third grade. I only had one cat, never had a dog growing up. And that cat was gone. And I just remember crying every night, driving out on my bike, trying to find that cat. And then one day, right around dusk, apparently, is when like cats come out and you just look for them. And it was just right there across the street. And my mom.
Cat was just taking a little adventure, a little break.
Oh,
break
my away God. From the home. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
It's so scary.
It is.
Like, it just, as a kid, just knowing that your cat is just out there, like you can't find it. It was really scary. But I feel for people whose pets are gone.
Oh, my mom just got a new dog.
What?
Yeah, for her birthday.
Who got her a dog?
My brother.
Oh my brother. God.
My brother. His
and
name.
And you got her a designer purse. You probably thought like, I win. And then he goes, Mom, I got you a puppy for 15 more years of your life.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. But guess what the name of the dog is?
Zane.
No, we already have
Cremota.
Zeno. Or Zena.
Zena.
And no, it's just so specific. Henry.
Oh.
That's great. Oh,
it's Jason's dog.
That's my stepdad.
Oh, really?
Henry.
I like human names for dogs are great.
Yeah,
or like old-fashioned human names for dogs are perfect.
Is he cute? You actually want to see him?
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, Sherry.
Yeah, happy birthday, you know, Mother. She's 55.
She doesn't 55 look at she's on the day of 53.
Let me see.
Oh, that's like a...
Zane, tell
it's
them.
It's a pit.
Zane wanted to.
It's a pit mix.
Yeah, it's a pit mix.
Oh, he's cute.
It's like a wishbone kind of dog.
Yeah, yeah. Wishbone.
It's like Austin's dog.
Zane.
Yeah, Austin's dog.
Tell them when you asked your mom to send you old pictures of her to post happy birthday, what she's saying.
Oh my God, I gotta show you this.
I guess you should have been more specific.
Oh my God, sorry, his name is Harley.
Oh my God.
Wait, I like that better. I like that a lot better.
Harley. Harley's cool. Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that, guys.
She looks like she would own a dog named Harley.
All right. So I wanted to post pictures of my mom for just her birthday. I just wanted to put some stuff on like Instagram story and Snapchat.
And he asked her for old pictures.
I asked her, hey, mom, can you send me some like older vintage like pictures of you? I would love like younger.
Vintage?
Just wait.
Sorry, she knew what I meant. Yeah, vintage pictures, like just old like that. And she
look at the show the first one.
It's a baby pic.
Oh my God! It's a mirror selfie from like 3 years ago. Yeah. I was like, Mom, I need
older
selfie from an iPhone. I was like, God damn it, Mom. Never
mind. With like an old filter on it.
Never mind.
It's black and white.
That is so funny. That is hysterical.
That's really funny.
Older. This is about 3 years old.
A mirror one where she's like in her like workout gear.
Yeah, just workout gear.
That is hysterical.
I think my mom wanted me to post something she looked good in.
She felt good in those pics.
She felt good. She wanted me to post. I was like, Mom, no, that's, I wanted like.
Yes.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Look at him.
Look like a chickadee.
A little chickadee. Look. Matt, look at this guy.
Guys, like that's Matt's dick.
Excuse me? Not that skinny.
Say, oh my god.
Oh my god.
This also looks like, oh, can I see it? It kind of reminds me of.
This is a gourd, right?
It's like a little lantern.
Yeah, or it looks like.
Oh, like what am I, a lipo? Look.
Or it looks like.
It looks like a weight, like a.
Like a kettlebell?
Weight? Yeah, like a kettlebell.
Or it looks like those fish that are like deep down.
Like an angler fish?
Yeah. Or it looks like one of those things like beekeepers have where they're like.
Outside of TV.
Oh, like
one.
The spray?
Yeah.
I think he needs
like
that.
The little, you remember them little cologne sprays, a little girl perfume.
It's like an old timey telephone.
Oops, I got
lost.
Oh,
in.
No, I.
Or it looks like the plant from like Little Shop of it. Horrors, like the Venus flytrap.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Like feed me, Seymour.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I have an interesting. Situation that happened to Heath and I. We had a meeting at this place called Jalapeno Pete's. Best tacos in Studio City. Tacos. If you guys ever need tacos, what?
They got some banging tacos.
Banging tacos. But yeah, we were there for a meeting one night, and everything was going great. Food was amazing. Margaritas were coming in. Amen. We were drinking it up. We were having fun until
all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm having a conversation, and I just look to the right. So we're sitting like on the street, like it's open up.
Right.
From the restaurant, you can like see people walking by, see the cars, whatever. I look over to my right and I see this guy jump out into the street and a car come flying by and just boom, hit this dude
hard,
flew like 10 feet up in the air and just went flying. And I was just like this, like we're having a good time. I'm dipping chips and I just, oh my God, like. It startled me, like shook. I like could not believe I literally just watched this happen. And I'm freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I just saw somebody get hit by a car. So we run out into the street to like see what's going on. So there's cars parallel parked.
Right.
So it's not like he just like jumped off the sidewalk. He was walking between the cars and came out right in front, right as somebody was passing by.
Yeah. Oof. Immediately, like everybody looks and kind of like everybody kind of just goes, oh my God, screams. Immediately, the first thing in my head was like, okay, this guy just got hit. It's probably going to take at least 2 minutes for somebody to grab a phone really quick and call the police. Because my mom went into my brain. And she's like, what would my mom do? Because she's a firefighter. She's a paramedic. So immediately, I immediately call 911. They answer immediately. Yeah. Normally, they don't even answer.
Very good. But
they answered immediately. And I say somebody
Zane goes, hey, how's it going?
No.
They don't say that to anybody he gets on a phone.
No,
hi, how you
that.
Doing? Which is like good and formal.
It's good because especially when I call like airlines, like I need to change my ticket. Like I need like service done. Doing?
I know, but sometimes I'm like, just get.
No, but I know. I said what happened. And I said, we're on Ventura right in front of Jalapeno Pete's to the left. Like just get here quick. Someone just got hit pretty bad. And so they patched me to like the ambulance or the, like the paramedics, the ambulance. Yeah. And at this point, the girl that hit the guy, she just got on the call with the cops.
Oh,
So I was like, okay, I got to make sure that I tell them exactly what's going on because I'm the first person that's like the closest connected to the people on their way. And this dude is such a dick that I'm talking to on the phone. The guy, like the guy that's doing the ambulance.
The operator.
And he's asking me so he starts asking me like exactly what happened. I said, I didn't see it happen, but I got the lady was going 30 miles an hour and just hit him. And he's on the floor. He's in pain, but he's not dead, you know, just get here quick. He's in pain. And he asked me, is he responsive or does he need an ambulance? So I go to the guy and I say, do you need an ambulance? And he's not like in pain where he can't talk to me. He can talk to me. He just wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
He was just like, that's all he did.
He was like kind of like groaning in
groaning.
Pain. I don't think he realized what had happened yet.
Yeah.
He was kind of just
he was also homeless. So like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the situation was. So I said, he's not responding to me, but he's
making noises.
He's making noises and he got hit 30 miles an hour. Just bring the ambulance. He's like, he needs it. And
just do it.
Just do it. And he's like, okay, we need to know if he's responsive. And I go, he's alive, but he's not talking to me. He's not talking to anybody. He's like, sir, I just need a yes or no. Is he responsive? And
I'm getting so aggravated.
I'm like, he is alive and he's not talking to anybody.
You're being clear.
Yeah. I'm being very clear. And the homeless guy was with this lady who could speak and she kept on saying like, please bring help. Like he needs help. And I'm like, I know I'm trying to tell him, but he doesn't want to get past it. He keeps on asking me the same question and I'm trying to be as specific as possible. And then I go to the girl that was driving. I was seeing if she was okay. I was like, she was like, are they coming? And I was like, I don't know. He's not. And he hears what I'm like, I'm saying to everybody else. Good. And
he was like, I don't know. He keeps asking me pointless fucking questions that don't matter.
Yeah.
And he won't send somebody.
There was like another question that he wanted answered. And I don't remember because I was drunk. But I couldn't answer it. Like he was like, is he hunched over? I was like, well, he's like on his like side and hunched over. He's like, yes or no, is he hunched over? I was like, he's not hunched over, but he's on the ground, like on the side. Like what? I was like, sir.
Just fucking come.
And the lady is like.
I would have just been like, yes, no, yes. Just get here.
I know, but like I was letting him know, like I was actually giving him specifically what I was looking at, but that wasn't good enough. He just wanted yes or no answers. And the lady one more time goes, please just bring somebody. He's in pain. I was like, ma'am, I know. I'm so sorry. This guy will not get me past these questions.
I love how people are getting mad at you now when you tried to help.
She wasn't mad at me. I think she was just
you
like,
just got caught in this situation.
Yeah. And I said, specifically, I was like, I don't know. He won't let me get to the next question. And then he hangs up on me.
911 hung up on you?
Hangs up on me. Because I was frustrated that we weren't getting past the question and he hung up on me.
Did anyone come?
Have you talked to your mom
about
this?
Somebody came. No, I didn't talk to my mom about this.
I'd be curious to hear what her point. But then my logic of what the reason why he wanted those questions is to prep the team before they come to know exactly what type of situation they're walking into.
Yeah, exactly what type.
I was being specific with them what I was looking at.
When
you ask, is he responsive and you go and he's clearly awake and he's not giving you any words, but you know he can talk because he's making noises. Is that responsive or is that unresponsive?
Right. I would say unresponsive. Well, I think
unresponsive to me,
there's basically like a yes or no checkbox thing that they have to just like, it's like almost like a firewall thing that they have to like go through.
Then they should take what Zane was saying and use their own logic and be like, okay, that's a yes.
I know, but this guy probably gets like intense calls all fucking day.
I totally understand that. But,
you know. but if you were asking a question, are they responsive? Well, he's not answering any questions, but he's groaning and making noises. Boom. Okay. In your terms, you would be like yes or a no based off of your standards to prep somebody.
It's almost like, oh, well, no, I only checked yes because he said yes. You should take what I'm saying and make your best assumption of yes or no because I can't answer the question. Obviously, I'm telling you.
Correct. And once again, I'm not agreeing with him, but like legally with the job, he can only take yes or no. Sure. It's like being in court. You can't just keep things like ambiguous because then depending on if something went wrong, it's back on this guy because he made the assumption. Does that make sense?
I feel like his answer is going to be better than mine because I'm not a paramedic.
I'd love to know what your mom
Yeah, I'll ask my mom.
But then again, maybe your mom doesn't know because she's not like a first, or she's not a
on the call,
on the call kind of person.
Yeah, but she's on the truck.
Yeah,
maybe
she's rushing over in the ambulance.
But do you think the guy though was like, never mind, I don't even want to go down that route.
That what?
Because this guy was homeless, like, could he afford getting an ambulance? Does the ambulance people have enough bandwidth to support those types of things?
Right? No,
they did. They did.
Oh, you told
him? I told him on the phone. I probably shouldn't have, actually.
It's a really rich white guy in a suit. Yeah. He just got hit.
Now.
Honestly.
So
that's probably why he was a dick to me, because he knew he was home. That was one of the first things I said, because I was being as descriptive as possible. Just, you know, just, but I wasn't thinking that, oh, I probably shouldn't have said he was homeless, because they're probably going to take a little bit extra time.
Have any of you guys ever been in an ambulance?
Yeah,
I was getting put into one. And then my friend saved me and pulled me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He pulled you out of the ambulance?
I was on a stretcher getting put into an ambulance, and my buddy came running over and started undoing the straps and pulled me off so I didn't.
Because he knew that shit was about to be real expensive.
That's crazy.
How much is one ambulance ride? I still don't know how much my appendix surgery was.
Really?
I do not know.
Oh, you should figure that out.
Because all that shit like happened while I was like about to go under. I signed the contract. I went in. Luckily, though, I did it at my insurance hospital.
Oh, but baby, they saw that suit. They're like, oh, where is he coming from? The Emmys.
I wasn't in my suit when I got to the hospital, Zane. I got to the hospital.
I thought ambulances were like a couple grand.
If you're uninsured.
It says between 441, 463.
That's still a lot.
Oh, yeah, but that's what
that's still a lot, yeah.
What happened to just help people just to help people?
Because I read with it wasn't without insurance, I would have had to pay like $30,000,
$50,000 without insurance?
The cost of an appendectomy.
Those on high deductible plans.
You didn't choose to burst.
He did eat McDonald's.
That's uninsured?
That seems about right. They're cutting you off.
Someone had a 41,000.
That is the median network rate. So it would, the median network rate says 13,000.
Isn't it? You just got to like meet your deductible. Like it doesn't matter what the, as long as you.
It looks like 41,000 for uninsured.
I think they should charge you.
Someone got 55,000.
Yeah, I think they should charge you based on how much it is your fault. If you do something stupid, you pay more. If it's out of your control, you pay a little less.
We can do that all day.
That's true.
We can draw that line all day. Well, they shouldn't have been eating junk food. You wouldn't have had a heart attack. Huh? Whose fault's that?
I think she was just making a joke.
I'm sorry. I think we should all have our appendixes removed.
Since yours is your
I think if
now.
Wisdom teeth get removed
he's
for preventative
down on us
measures.
Now. I think we should all.
Because I would never want any of that to happen to you guys, and I wouldn't want it happening on an inconvenient day time.
Is it genetic or no?
My mom had it, but no.
Oh, your mom had it. Yeah. That's probably why you always thought about it.
No.
Because I didn't know it was a thing until there was a Full House episode.
Or the movie Madeline.
It was either Full House or something else where someone had to get their appendix out.
But that is interesting. But like, there's no way though, if I was like, get me into an ambulance. Yeah. You know? But you never been in an ambulance?
Through my mom's work, but like, I don't think I've ever been in one, like from getting hurt.
When your mom was an EMT, your mom's an EMT and firefighter, right?
Yeah.
Did she ever did you have those school days where they like come and visit and was it your mom and you were like bossing kids on the fire truck?
My mom didn't come in, but I got to go to her work because it was take your kids to work day.
Could you, cool. Have you ever spent the night at a firehouse?
We didn't spend the night, but I got to be there all day and night.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Stay up, do a shift.
Yeah.
To tag it was really along. Cool.
It seems like a really fun job.
Until you get to the damn fire and you realize you're
like,
a fucking
Yeah, fire. But that like they look forward to it. Like that's exciting to them. That's what they sign up for.
And you know, that job is on call, like if something happens.
They want to see
people.
We
get to see, like if they get called to like stop a fire, we got to like see that.
I think
like,
it's
in the moment.
I think it's the perfect job for somebody like me and Zane because there's the rush, but there's also that long break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of relaxing and then you need to be doing something now. Like go, 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 go.
You know the hours for firefighters? It's insane. So my mom's is 48 hours off, 24 hours on. Mm-hmm. So 24 hours she's working. She's on call at the station for 24 hours and then she's off for 2 days. every and it's like that every week.
It's amazing.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And you get to be a hero? Come on, it's the perfect formula.
Yeah, and there's times where she doesn't get a call for 24 hours.
That's great because you get like a guaranteed like 2 days to like work out too.
Yeah,
like so many people, their lifestyles, it sucks for them just to squeeze in an hour to work out because they're already so working so hard in the day. It's hard for them. They're trying to maximize their sleep as much as they can.
Yeah,
and then they're so beat by the time work's over, and then they don't want to work out.
That's like, exactly.
That sucks.
My mom loved being. She was a mailman for a year, and she got so fit from it. Just lifting just all those. Like,
your mom was a male woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
It was for a year. She's had, I can't even tell you how many jobs she has.
She just likes to try stuff out.
She just loves trying. Right now she's a lunch lady and she's a house cleaner.
I just beat that video game. about the postal woman. I was a postal woman in my video game.
Oh yeah, Lake. I forgot.
Jesus, y'all.
I know, but I was talking about my truth.
I know, but I kind of felt like I had a connection because I've been role playing as a lesbian postal worker.
He's role playing as a lesbian male woman.
Correct, but I was role playing on a video game.
Oh, is that what turned you on?
Oh, she's not Lebanese.
Lesbian male ladies.
My uncle,
she got really, she was ripped. Remember what she looked like?
She got real
fit. She lost so much weight from all the walking and she was ripped. Her arms and legs were so toned.
Yeah.
She quit after, but.
What is she going to be after a lunch lady?
We have
an astronaut. Just like all over the place. Yeah.
I would love to be a librarian.
You'd be a good librarian. You'd be
actually really good.
This seems just so therapeutic, organizing books.
You would seem like the guy that would like judge a kid based on what book they're checking
out.
Like they would be like, you'd scan it and be like,
oh, at your level?
Fourth grade now when we're reading this?
True. I am pretty judgy when it comes to what people are consuming. Like, we're watching Shark Tale for the fifth time?
That's going to hit home for me.
What's wrong with Shark Tale?
He loves
Shark Tale. Shark Tale's a great movie.
Yeah, but you watched...
What's wrong with Shark Tale?
Shark Tale is a great underwater classic.
Just go watch some cinema. Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Matt likes like 19, like 60 movies.
In Japanese.
I did just finish a Korean drama that was about 3 hours long the other day.
I guarantee
Shark Tale. I'm his financial advisor.
I love him.
Oh, she was fine.
Yeah.
She was fine.
Why isn't Stoss her for Halloween? That would be really good. Zane, you could be
that
the
really
shark.
That really does look like Stoss.
Zane, you should be the shark. Sexy Shark Tale.
Go to
funny.
And now we're on Shark Tale.
Dude, I'm gonna watch this tonight while I'm playing with my Legos.
Walking after car wash, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Y'all, it's October. Y'all should be watching some spooky movies.
All right, put on Halloween Town.
We did. I said.
Oh, we just watched Hocus Pocus too.
Can we talk about Hocus Pocus too?
Did you watch it?
Yes. Spoiler alert. Even though I don't feel like we're gonna be spoiling anything, but if you haven't, skip forward.
Even though I don't feel like we're gonna be spoiling. Anything.
Spoil.
That has a lot to say about Hocus Pocus.
First off, okay, the thing is, overall, it wasn't awful, wasn't amazing. But God, Disney, can we fix the lighting on these movies you're making lately? I'm going to show a still from the first one, okay, of them like in their classroom. Let's do the classroom for an example. How bright and fun the classroom is in the first one. Then we go to the second one. It's dark.
It's spooky.
Every damn movie, Disney, you guys have been putting out.
But it makes you feel like you're watching like a dark Netflix like series. It's not the same.
That's like an illuminated classroom. That looks nice. But the new one, it's dark. It looks like it's out of fucking Twilight. They done this shit with the new Home Alone that y'all made. Incredibly dark. Light things up like it was the 90s. I don't know if it's costing y'all more money, but sure as shit with cinematography technology, you can't. Yeah. There's something called brightness and exposure. Work on it. You're making these movies look so not like a fun
world to live
in.
Some series are good to like do that. It makes sense. Like Ozark and those type of shows makes sense. But like fucking, it's Hocus Pocus too.
Make this fun. I don't know. This shot's like not bright. It's too dark. It is too dark.
I think that's perfectly exposed.
It's not. When you're watching the movie, man.
That is overexposed.
Okay, well that's overexposed. Well, that's someone who just uploaded, like edited that.
How'd you guys feel about the movie?
Okay. I didn't have the same effect as like Hocus Pocus 1, and it could be because I was a child watching it, and it's like a favorite from when I was a kid. I thought the three witches, the Sanderson sisters, did a great job of coming back into that character and being what they were from the first one. I thought it was really good, and I felt like they were very accurate to what they were like. Storyline, it was okay.
I didn't get what was up with the whole third friend and how she had this boyfriend and couldn't hang around the other two girls.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
That was like a point. Like, I don't know. That was like a whole off storyline that I didn't get.
There's a lot of pieces missing, I feel like, in the movie.
By no means was it like a great movie, but I got through it. It was entertaining
the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
Maybe will make you think that it was good.
I think for me, it's like, if you're not going to do it, like, if you're not going to try to have the same vibe as the first one, just don't do it.
They should have made this 10 years ago, but they wouldn't have made it because Disney Plus didn't exist.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't have been that much demand for it.
I think the demand would have still been there. It's like, Toy Story though.
But like theater?
Sure.
How, 10 years ago, how did we watch Disney movies?
On TV or on cassette.
No, I think it's good they waited 20 years too.
Timing wise, I think they should have brought in Kenny Ortega, the original director, the High School Musical guy, to do it. And I also did not get, so the movie Hocus Pocus exists in this movie.
Oh yeah, did you see the clip?
Yeah, I saw that.
What was that? There was one clip where they're flying by.
I think they were just trying to throw little Easter eggs for people that saw the first one.
So I set up a whole like antipas plate of candy and treats.
It
just
was
Halloween
candy
themed.
Past.
I took these decorations that are in this room and I like put them in there. I set it up. We had two friends come over.
It was fun. We had some like cookies and candy.
I slept through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's why you had nothing to say about it. I was wondering.
I know. I was
why,
like, Mariah,
because I knew
up.
You guys watched.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sarah Jessica Parker, you can tell in the first one, is like still, she wasn't as big. She was in a bunch of movies like in the 80s and stuff, but she seems like pretty humbled. Now she kind of like walked. Sex in the City hadn't started in the first one, okay? So she was still kind of like really, I don't know, newer place. This one, it looked like she walked in and goes, what's my line?
Give me my
yeah.
Yes, it definitely was, because they both like definitely, you felt that like first movie come back. It almost felt like she was just there to get paid.
Yeah.
Like there's something missing from Sarah Jessica Parker.
I actually loved that little actress that played the young one in the middle.
Bette Midler?
Oh yeah, she was.
No.
Yeah,
the little
younger
girl
version of
the,
oh yeah.
I loved that little actress.
Yeah. The very beginning of the movie when
her
she
name is Bette Midler?
No, the older the
what's
younger
her,
version
what's her name
of
in
Bette
the middle?
Midler.
Oh.
The younger version of Bette Midler.
Winifred? That's Sarah.
Winifred?
Winifred Sarah.
Well, Winnie.
Is her name Sarah?
In the movie.
Oh, in the movie.
Sarah
it's
Jessica
Sarah.
Parker Actually, is Sarah in this.
Oh.
I don't know their names.
Sarah, Winnie, and then...
Okay, so the young version of Winnie was a phenomenal little actress.
Yeah, she was
really good.
And same
and they
with the,
I saw
with the crooked mouth. She was really good as a kid, too.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet, and they were like, they should have called it Two Hocus, Two Pocus.
That's funny.
Like two fast, two furious.
Two Hocus, Two Pocus. That one on the left reminds me of like my aunt.
Yeah.
Just auntie vibes.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I enjoyed it.
They should have just killed it. The first one, it was good, and then you ruined it now. Like now there's a bad taste in my mouth of the whole Hocus Pocus thing, and I'm so sorry.
It seems like they're just rushing storylines lately.
Exactly.
And they're bringing
they
stuff
go,
back.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're just rushing it. Like this will be fine. They give them something.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That first one, I watch it now. I'll watch it now. I'm just like, damn, this is still good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Damn, I need a car wash. You know what I mean?
Hey, boys. Damn, I need a car wash.
Talking about Shark Tale? what are we talking about?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
This is our first Vine.
Oh.
Damn, I need a car wash. I want to get that tattooed.
Damn, I need a car wash. That's funny. What are we at, Jordy?
It's so nice doing this earlier in the day.
It really is.
Because it's the worst when I'm like, gosh, it is 11:30 and I don't even have time to go like with my own thoughts for the day. You know,
exactly.
I don't know. We saw a good movie last night though called like Emily the Criminal. It's like about credit card.
I wouldn't even talk about it because
I want to talk about credit card fraud.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, first of all, I don't understand. People are putting devices on top of like credit card scanners, like at gas pumps. Yes. And
7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's like a thing that they...
So it just like slides over it and then it reads your... Yeah. Is that people working at these places or they'll come in, set it on and then come back like a day later and then pull it off without them looking?
They'll set it on and then go and then come back.
How do they do that though? How do they come in without getting caught?
No, they'll put it, they won't go to like a fancy gas stations. They'll go to like the shitty gas stations.
Yeah, but there's somebody working there.
I know, but they're inside at the register. They're most likely not paying attention like the other like gas stations that have cameras.
It literally just slides over it and it's like a reader.
They even have them at ATMs too. They just put them on top of it. That's why and even like parking meters too. There's like fake ones. I always try to
parking meters?
Yes. My credit card got stolen. My credit card information got stolen right on Ventura in front of that little French cafe we used to go to.
At a parking meter.
Wow.
At a parking meter. Because I know it was the last thing. All of a sudden, it was like someone went to Best Buy and was buying like $300, $400 stuff.
I'm so sick of going through the day thinking, you know? Using my
phone. Being on the lookout.
Why can't I just enjoy
But isn't that what's so crazy
That's
about
That's why I don't pay my meters.
Credit card fraud, they then go and they go buy things with it. But then what's crazy about it is most of the time,
it gets canceled. It doesn't work.
No. But then that person, they get their money back from the credit card fraud. And then that person runs off with a free product.
Yeah, so they're pretty much stealing from insurance.
But it's like, that's why it's like this weird.
So now who eats that cost? Is it like if somebody goes to Best Buy and buys a big ass TV and it was fraud. So American Express would be like, okay, yes, you're right. That was fraud. Here's your money back.
Yes.
Is Amex giving you that money back or are they going to Best Buy and Best Buy's like, fuck, we got to take that
Both
loss.
Both companies are covered by insurance. Credit card companies have insurance and Best Buy has insurance. Oh, so both credit card fraud.
Both insurances from
no
both.
No one's really, besides, it's all getting like covered.
No, I know it's getting covered, but I didn't know it was getting covered by Best Buy and the-
Both of them the have bank. To have insurance for
I just
fraud
didn't,
cases.
I didn't know Best Buy would have insurance.
So they're paying monthly for insurance against potential fraud.
Yes.
That's so interesting. There's like insurance for fucking
everything. Dude, I wonder how much money they, like how much money gets-
Speaking of insurance, I want to know what's going on in- the Gulf Coast of Florida with these insurance companies right now, with all the boats, the yachts, the cars,
where do you
those
begin?
Videos are insane.
The houses, everything is destroyed.
We just saw the surveillance of that resort we told you about that we went to in Florida with my
family.
The
pink shell?
The whole thing is underwater. Like you cannot see the resort. It's just crazy that
the whole
pool
area is literally flooded. Like it's insane.
It's crazy to see it like that. We were just there.
Did y'all know anybody who lost like everything?
I texted Gabe.
Yeah, I don't know anybody on that side of Florida.
His friend's parents are in Fort Myers, right?
Yeah. Gabe said they lost the boat. They lost the dock, the whole bottom floor of their house.
So were they told, I don't want to go down like-
But everybody's okay. Happened,
but they were told that it wasn't going to hit them and then it did?
He said-
What do you mean? Oh, like, what do you mean? Like the
hurricane, like in like preparation for it when- It was coming.
Yeah, that's our resort. But that's the after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Look at the water all the way up there.
That's crazy.
And it sucks that every year, hurricanes are just going to keep coming. And you have to keep rebuilding, cleaning up.
You were saying, did they not know it was coming?
So was that like kind of what happened? I know some people I knew people like in Tampa who evacuated or like, I had a friend who was 300 yards from the evacuation line. And he was like, fuck that, I'm evacuating. It was Patricia's brother. So he managed to like drive, I don't know, to Georgia or somewhere. But
you know,
so, but with all these,
that.
But like,
it was last minute
and they didn't predict that the storm was coming.
It was supposed to go to Tampa.
Correct.
And it curved last minute.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's frustrating. You think that with damn technology that they'd be able to figure out the path of a curve. It would make me, anytime a hurricane was coming, I'd be like, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
After that,
it just
was it was it always a cat five, or did it like ramp up towards the end too? Like that's what's scary too. Like it could, you could be like, oh, it's a two coming, which
and then it just
most people you'd be like, oh, it's a two. Let's we'll just ride that out. But like a category five is like insane. And sometimes like towards the end they'll hit like a warm weather thing and like it'll just make it like blow up and get even.
What was that big one that happened in 1992?
92 was Andrew.
Andrew was a category five.
Wow.
And that one fucking destroyed everything. That one, that was like, I think it was a month after my birthday.
What were you saying, Jordan?
Or before my birthday.
Like, I think one of the biggest reasons is the prepping for it, because they do warn all of South Florida, like when one's coming, and they have a million lines. Like, this is where it can go. It can come anywhere. So you only find out like a few hours, but to put all of the shutters on,
it's an all day affair.
Yeah. Like I have to put all the chickens in. So you're really waiting at your house. Like if it's not coming, I don't want to put in 3 days of work in one day.
They have
so
they have to bring all the animals in.
Yeah.
He has to bring his emu into the house.
Like, right.
It's a lot.
They should build every Florida house with like just a button, all the shingles.
Everything
like
drops.
Lockdown or like a bubble around.
I'm sure they have that now. Like certain houses like by the water, they probably have like automated like the mansion.
Do you get that 300 pound tortoise in the house?
Yeah, he was in the shower.
Oh,
you put him in the shower?
He lived in the shower.
Do you have to like push him?
Huh?
You have to push him to get him to walk in?
We wheelbarrow him to the front door.
Oh my gosh. Wait, and the emu?
We have a big shower. Like he's good in there. So we just like, whenever he poops, we just kind of like put the shower on and
wash him. Yeah, whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
But it's hurricane season, so everyone's
it's normal. I mean, so, not normal, but like we all like prepare for it every year. Like,
that's
so
just
so. So, but if the government was like, you should evacuate, and the storm doesn't end up hitting, do people get all pissed? Like, we didn't even need to do that.
No, because
you just wasted our time.
It's just in case. I don't think nobody gets pissed. You're
but then
doing
when it does
safety.
Come, do people get pissed? Then they go, you should have told us to evacuate.
Is it like, it's up to people. Like, you know
where hurricane's coming.
It's not like an earthquake that's just random and it's just
you know where you live.
I mean? And a lot of people don't evacuate anyways. They're like, why the
a lot of people don't care. Did you see that video on TikTok of a lady in her house? The house is swimming, right? Uh-huh. The water was like almost at the top of her house.
Yeah.
You could see it from her window. The house is moving. And the lady is on her couch like, yup, I'm not moving. Like, these people don't, like, they not want to leave their house.
Did you see
those
the guy?
Those Floridians are crazy.
With the McLaren, the P1. In his
yellow one.
Oh my
yes.
God. How much was that car?
It was $2 million car.
Well, oh, wait.
People lost their homes.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's insane. Like,
it's still an expensive thing that someone, like, buy. It's still fucking nuts.
He had just got it to it. It had, like, no miles on it.
That's like,
hopefully, it had insurance.
Is there hurricane insurance? Is there like weather insurance on
cars?
Just
car insurance.
Yeah, car insurance, house insurance.
What the car you're talking about, was it like?
It's an insanely rare car.
No. P1. Was it a video? Did the guy like show a video?
Yeah, he has a video. Like, so he like had it next to his Rolls Royce in his garage, and it shows like before and then during. There's a fucking wave like half high in the garage, and the cars are just bouncing
in the garage, in this fucking
whirlpool, and it's like banging into the Rolls.
I would have,
and then
I couldn't even post something like and if that was my own car. I'd be one. Like, I would faint.
Oh
I would,
God.
And then he
oh
shows it.
Oh my God!
And it flew out of the garage, went out there, and it's banging into the trees. And then I'm not gonna lie,
that's pretty like aesthetically like pleasing.
Beautiful.
Someone
yeah,
should that album. That'd be a perfect album cover.
Cover, like, yeah.
I would frame that for my next house.
I would too.
It's like a nice. Frank Ocean album.
And he has the obviously he has the money, so like. He can make use of it.
Like the thing is, my heart really doesn't break for this guy.
Why?
Yeah, but people have $2 million houses. It's like you spend your money how you want, but it's still money.
Matt, if you
it's not worth saying we feel bad for this guy more than any other family.
Yeah. Matt, imagine you bought something really expensive and something like that.
What if your Christmas village went under?
My Halloween Christmas village is not worth it. Does he have a GoFundMe now in his bio?
I doubt it.
No, that's
he already has 1.1 million followers.
They lost the house too.
Wow, you just lost everything.
How do you feel, Matt?
Also, I don't know if it was this guy's collection or another guy's, but there was very rare old Roadrunners and a Super Bird that were flipped over and completely destroyed.
Album cover. That looks sick.
I love this.
Sorry, guys. I know it's destruction.
Aesthetic.
But it's aesthetically pleasing.
It's kind of nice. Imagine being a photographer after
Look at it's on top of a toilet. Look
That's
at that.
That's got
to be. The McLaren on a toilet.
Oh, no.
Like, that is crazy.
Are you sure that's a toilet?
Yeah.
That has to be a sign.
P1 being held up by
the toilet. But it still works, though, right?
The toilet? The
toilet. I'm kidding.
Does this hurt the toilet?
All right, let's close this bitch out. If you haven't tried our brand new espresso blend that we released at Cremota.com, make sure to do that right now. We got a bunch of different flavors. We got K-cups. We've got... our espresso is whole bean and ground now. You can get everything else in ground. Cremota.com. Also, if you haven't checked out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we post early access to these episodes. They're all ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month. We're either high or drunk with one of your favorite guests.
Are these out?
And those are... I don't know if those are out yet.
Well, they're coming.
But if
those are coming.
They're coming.
And they're big.
They are bigger than my forearm.
They feel so good.
You can fit a lot in there. And I like how compact you put any cup holder. Fits in any cup holder.
A bit of self-defense.
Yeah, it's heavy too. It's good quality stuff, y'all. Good quality stuff.
And the shirts are coming out.
Yep, we got our shirts right here. I think that's it. Cremota.com, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. And thank you so much for watching. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.